What up, baby? My name is Margot Moon, and if you are under 18, I will personally kick your ass for listening to this podcast. So please, 18 plus only. Thank you. Mwah.
Welcome to Fly Me to the Loons, which is a podcast. That is something that it is, which is hosted by me, Margot Moon, and I will occasionally have guests.
So, hello, hi, I'm Margot. I am a writer and an actor on GWA. I also draw from time to time, but I haven't really done a lot of that. Almost any erotic drawings have just been off my own ass, so I don't know if that really counts. But yeah, I'm very loud on Twitter. I tweet way too much. And if you can't hear it, I'm Irish. And the accent comes and goes, as in the subtlety of it. I've been told that it's very mild and that somebody was taken aback when I said, like, whatever, like, Irish. And they're like, oh my god, are you from Ireland? Because that's how the Yanks speak. This podcast will also be likely to take place during crazy o'clock hours for me because of my time zone difference. So you may occasionally be getting an ASMR experience, if that's okay with you. Psst, 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 psst. You're all cats now. So, why do I want to have a podcast? Because I'm very self-indulgent. But also, obviously there are multiple GWA podcasts already, but the more the merrier, you know? And I think that as someone non-binary and disabled, I can bring a different perspective on the community as a whole. What is this podcast for? Very good question. Thank you for asking, non-asking listener. This podcast is for laughing, chilling, and thinking. We'll talk about things that are light and things that are a bit more serious. We're free to do whatever. We're free to chat about whatever. But we'll always try to approach it in a funny way, I suppose, in that there are a lot of serious topics, but the best way that we can get through difficult things is by reclaiming them with our own joy. What can we expect from this podcast? What can we expect from this podcast? What can we expect? What we can expect from this podcast going forward is having lovely guests, many of which will probably already be within the Loon server. People who are creatives or listeners, supporters of the kind of art that we make. Yeah, so we'll have guests, we'll have laughs, we'll have schmokes, we'll have the odd hot take. I always told myself, like, everybody's got a podcast, nobody's gonna listen to yours. Which is fine if nobody does, but it's fun anyways to just talk to yourself for ages. And like, I literally just decided to start a podcast like 2 hours ago, so it's not like I have much to say. What I am currently doing is lying in bed talking to my lovely blue Yeti with like a lavender cozy thing on my shoulder because my back is in bits and I feel like I'm having a stroke. I've never had a stroke. I don't know what strokes feel like, but still, like one half of my body is like in a lot of pain. So I'm like, if it's taking up half the body, then surely it's a stroke. When in fact, it probably isn't. Because I am 22 years old. In GWA, I am more known for my writing than for my acting. My most famous script to date is Gamers Gangbang, which was MM4F. Actually, I think the female flip of it was more popular, but yeah, the male version came out first. I love writing with all my heart. And I'm constantly having new ideas. Writer's block is definitely like a thing for me, but the genre means that you can pretty much, it's very like Rule 34 really comes into it. Like, you can make porn out of anything. You really can. Like, I started thinking about Adam and Eve earlier today or yesterday. And I was like, you know what? What if I wrote some Old Testament shit? I want to write something like weird and dark and blah, blah, blah. Possibly about the whole thing of Lilith being the first woman who was made out of the same clay as Adam, but tried to be Adam's equal. And for that, she was like cast out of Eden or whatever. And that's when Eve became a thing. I find that really, really interesting. I want to explore that. I want to explore Lucifer's fall. All of these things. I want to ruin my childhood. Because Catholicism, that's part of my childhood, baby. My first script, Avatar The Last Airbender. My scripts that I wrote that were all the same scene, but were two different perspectives and a collab of the same scene, Legend of Zelda. I am thoroughly ruining my childhood. And I love that for me. So my current projects are, I'm working on commissions, which I probably should not disclose, but they are fun and also time consuming. Commissions tend to take longer for me than like things I just write on the fly. Like the aforementioned most popular script that I've written took me about half an hour on the fly. And getting one commission takes me days. Just because it's not coming from my own brain, so it's not, I don't have as much of a relationship with the story, but I'm getting myself comfortable in it. When I'm given an idea, it's my job as the writer to interpret it the way I need to. So when it's somebody else's idea and I need to like strictly adhere to their ideas, that's a little bit more tricky. It's less easy to get into flow because I'm constantly thinking of what the commissioner wants. But other than that, I have a lot of ideas. I have ideas for sequels, aforementioned Catholicism. I do have like, I have a list called Writing Inspo and it just looks like a shitpost. Oh, I wanted to do something about staying warm in a truck. Library kind of a thing because people have been looking for library audios. There are a bunch of like fandom related things that I do want to do, like Carol, and I kind of want to do Ryuk from Death Note. Because, you know, it's Ryuk from Death Note. I'm a monster fucker, what can I say? I also did like a fun thing a while ago of writing a script called Once in a Lifetime, which was based on Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. And I think it might be fun to do that with more songs. So I got a few song recommendations, but I don't know any. I don't know some of the songs, so I'm not going to write a lot of them. I also got an Alexa recently, so I don't know, something with that. There was a Simpsons episode with Pierce Brosnan in it, who tries to get with Marge. Even though he is a household machine, he tries to kill Homer. And I respect that. I also want to write things that are, you know, anybody who's familiar with the original content knows that it's very on the nose about it, but like, I want to try and make the anything that I've written that has to do with any sort of media that people already consume, I want to make it more accessible for people to actually like fill those things or listen or read by removing the fandom element of it, because one of my favorite scripts that I've ever written was based on Heathers and it hasn't been filled because simply, like, not enough people know about Heathers, and not enough men particularly know about Heathers. Is there anything else that I can say about my day? Don't ask me to rate your dick. Just don't. I'll rate your duck. Actually, I won't. All ducks would get a 10. They deserve it. Or do they? I probably deserve it. Oh yeah, that's the message for today. Don't feed breadcrumbs to the ducks. You can feed them, like, frozen peas or seeds or whatever. That's way more important than the lecture I was about to give you on consent. You know, you need to respect ducks. That's the most important takeaway here, honestly. Takeaway. I would love to get taken. It's a bit late. Yeah, no, I can't do that. Rip. Oh well, anyways. This has been the first episode of Fly Me to the Loons with me, Margot Moon. You can find me on Reddit, Twitter, all of the things ever. The easiest way to get like my links is to go to the website margot-moon.card.co. So it's margot-moon.card.co. My Twitter is margotmoon_. My Reddit is margot-moon. And I try to make every link pretty clear. So you can read my scripts, you can listen to my stuff, and you can have a very good time. And also feel free to join the Loon server, and maybe you will also be on this podcast and have some fun with me.